Hey guys, this is Sandy Lowe, and you're listening to the Starshine Magazine podcast. Are you a band, brand, or business looking for marketing help? Sandy Lowe Media offers affordable pricing on publicity services, social media strategy, web design, and more. Go to sandylowemedia.com for more info. Mention Starshine Mag for 10% off any service. Hey, Starshine listeners. Today, my guest is Evie Theodoro. Evie is a model, actress, and singer. Her new song, Somewhere, is out now. I absolutely adore this song. It's, of course, one of our songs of the week. So check it out on Spotify or Apple Music or wherever you get your music. And stay tuned, and I'll be right back with Evie. So today I'm talking to Evie Theodoro. Evie, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Hi, everyone. I started acting and modeling when I was around 5. I first did, modeling mostly. And then when I started acting, I came out to California, and I was really excited. At first, my parents were not sure because, it's a big step to take, to come out to California and stay here for most of the time and not be at home that much. So once we got a place out here and everything, now things are going well. I have a song called Somewhere with Brat Records, and so stay tuned for that.
So speaking of your music, you have an EP as well. Sure that this is the song that's going to be on that EP, am I right?
Yes, this is one of the songs on the EP, and it's about my dreams of coming out to California and me pursuing my dream and, following my heart. And so it's really close to me because it's very special to, the way that I feel about coming out to California and actually coming out here.
You have a web series coming out as well called Nancy Mindy. What can you tell us about your character?
She is a very fun character to play. It's about this teenage girl who has experiences, like you follow her through her experiences of going to an interview for to be an intern at a job, at this big place, this work area. And then you follow her through school, through friendship problems, so that, teens watching can relate to it. And she's very positive through all of it. And she has this very special, magical vibe about her. I know that sounds really weird, but it's pretty interesting. The character's pretty interesting, and she's very positive through it all, even through the ups and the downs. So it's a really fun character to play and super interesting for teens to look up to.
Awesome. And where will we be able to see it?
We finished doing the first couple of episodes this summer, and then we're finishing filming hopefully soon. But right now we are just working on the editing, and so we'll definitely let you guys know when it's about to be out.
Now, on the modeling side of things, people don't realize the work that goes on in modeling. What would you say is the most surprising thing that the everyday person doesn't know about being a model?
I love modeling. I really love modeling. I love doing runway. And most surprising thing, everyone is super, a lot of times in movies, people seem to think that, people that work in the modeling industry can be, rude or judgmental, but everyone's super supportive and super, super sweet. And so it's super nice. You get to meet many new friends, and they're always supportive when you first start out. So it's not as what it seems in, the movies where they're super judgmental or anything like that. They're all super supportive. Maybe there might be someone that isn't that nice at first, but, you always have, a supportive team behind you. So you always just be yourself. My parents always tell me to be myself and be confident and, believe in myself. So through all, the hard times, I focus on that through the modeling and acting and singing.
And who are some of the designers and brands you've modeled for?
I've worked with BBTC. They do Bound by the Crown and they have their own collection of stores, not stores, clothing. And I've also worked with Love Baby J. I do a lot of runway stuff, and then with modeling, you know, there's some modeling stuff coming up, but I mainly have been working on my singing and acting lately because mostly some of the modeling stuff is in New York, but definitely I've been working on acting and singing here in Los Angeles.
Are there any other projects that you have coming up that you want to share with us?
Make sure you guys can go pre-save my song on Apple Music or Spotify, and it's called Somewhere, and it's with Brat Records. And then also stay tuned for the web series that's coming out soon. So, and there's also many other things to come, but you know, it's all behind the scenes, so I can't wait to get, like, to share everything once it comes out.
And I always feel weird asking that question, like, is there anything else you want to share with us? Like your modeling and your EP and your show isn't enough. But I just always want to make sure. I want to make sure that you know there's everything that you wanted to talk about in case there's any other secrets you could share.
Yeah, no, it's totally okay that you ask that question. I just, you know, it's nice to let people know, you know, there's stuff behind the scenes that, you know, I can't share yet, but, you know, there's stuff coming. I can't wait for everyone to see.
One last question.
Okay.
I mean, you've accomplished so much already. What else is on your list of dreams?
There's so many things. I always, like, try to, you know, reach really far. My goals, I have, like, a list of goals that I have. Whenever I first started acting and modeling, my parents were like, okay, you're going to put down what, like, your goals are, and then I make, like, a little dream board of mine in my room. And so, I mean, I really would like to, hopefully in the future, where I see myself is in movies, having songs out there that are, you know, on the top charts. And so those are the things that I'd like to achieve and go on tour, hopefully, like, things like that. And my fans, I try to tell them to be themselves and, you know, to reach for your dreams also, and that you can achieve them.
Well, thank you so much, Evie. It was so great talking to you.
It was so great talking to you, too. Thank you so much.
Well, that's all for this episode. As always, follow us on social media at Starshine Mag and get more interviews at starshinemag.net. Thanks for listening.